This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
With Jesus' joy in your heart. Welcome. He has been our annual guest in YMR. A major blessing to us. A major blessing to my life and to my family. Reverend Samson Ajetomobi. Do more for Jesus. Do more for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we celebrate God tonight? He rules in the affairs of men. He is our helper, our lifter, our defender, our shield. He confirms every word He sends. Give God praise if you can. Amen. Wow. Amen. Now, can we celebrate our spiritual parents, Daddy and Mommy Gio? Is that the best you can? Wow. Keep celebrating. Amen. We had found platforms in their obedience to God. If they didn't obey God, we will not be here. So every time you have the opportunity, celebrate the gift God has given to us. Amen. Tonight, I want to thank God for the womb that bore P. Daniel. Blessed be that womb. Blessed be your father. Blessed be your father-in-law. Thank you, sir. And blessed be the wife you have married. And blessed be your children. Amen. Tonight and this short time I have will be a strange night. And I'm telling you the whole truth. But as usual, I like to lay biblical principles so that you can trace your experience to the truth of scriptures. Is that okay? So if you have your Bibles, turn your Bible and let's read together Leviticus chapter 26, verse number 4. The rain. That's the trust in this year's YMR. And I must thank the organizers for asking me to come. Can this mic be improved on? Leviticus 26, verse number 4. If you find it, read the loudest with me. Are you ready? And please be on your feet in honor for God's word as we read. Shall we read Leviticus 26, verse 4? Then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruits. Amen. In hearing, may you hear his voice. In seeing, may you see to his secrets. In understanding, may the Lord quicken your mind and make you a product of the word you have read. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. Make a few notes before we begin to pray. Number one is the few thoughts I will give you rain in its season. Think with me. This theme, the rain. Rain don't run in all season. It run in its season. So if you refuse to collect enough rain in these few days, it might take a long time for another rain to fall. Life is run on season. And any time a man's season comes, he is the voice of his timing. God has commanded rains at this YMR. Therefore, may you not miss your own rain. Rain can be very personal and rain can be corporate. Rain can be to a denomination. Rain can be to a few group of persons. But only men who display rain can guarantee harvest. Are you still here? So it's sufficient tonight to be hungry for your rain. I've been preaching for a while by the mercy of God. But this topic, the rain, I'm preaching it twice after a very long time. The first time I preached on rain, it was a joint campus meeting at OAU, Ife. And if, I'm sure this is our new generation, but if you belong to that generation, you will remember what I'm about to say. While preaching, I made a statement. There are rain God sent to individuals. There are rain God sent to a body. There are rain God sent to a campus. And I had in my spirit, I am drenching some people physically to show that the rain, though it's spiritual, can be announced physically. And I said, as I'm speaking, if you feel drenched, run out here. And we have 7 men that ran to the altar completely drenched in a rain they cannot see physically, but came from heaven upon them and they were drenched. Today, all the 7 guys are powerful preachers of the gospel today. I believe I have come for somebody. Somebody's rain is about to fall. You're going to carry an experience to a generation. And everybody will know you met Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So rain has come in season. They don't come every time. After rainy season is over in some other nation, then you find summer rolls in, autumn rolls in, spring rolls in. Every man come in his season, and therefore you can't fight a man whose season has come. And may this night bath your season. I am suspecting your amen. May this night bath your season. In the name of Jesus. Number 2, I want to read to you. And I pray you understand what I'm about to read. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 11. Deuteronomy 11, verse 11. Both the land, whither you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. Anybody understand that? There is a rain that a man drinks, and is a rain from heaven. Lord, help me to explain this. I read it to you again. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. In other words, there could be also different kinds of rain, but we all know rain drops from heaven. And anytime God is said to bless a man, he opens his heaven and allows the rain to fall. And anyone laboring on that close heaven tonight, let your heavens be open. In the name of Jesus. When rain drops from heaven, if you're a Bible student, it does not rain water alone. There was a time God rained manna from heaven. Anybody aware of that? There was a time God wants to judge Egypt, and God sent locusts like a rain from heaven. So heaven supplied different things. There was a time the enemy of Joshua were stronger than him, and God rained a rain of hailstone from heaven, and it killed all the enemies of Joshua better than the sword of Joshua. May God's intervention be louder than your skill. May God's intervention in your life be stronger than your skill. In the name of Jesus. So there are diverse kind of rain. When Elijah prayed and was going to burn the sacrifice, flames of fire dropped from heaven like rain. So when we talk of rain, it comes in different forms, in different shapes, and at times rain comes as a sign of judgment to the people. Are you still here? Rain, therefore, is very important in our life and in our journey. Every time it rains, it does not return back to heaven. So heaven is releasing so much rain, so much spiritual opportunity, and there is no plan to withdraw it. Isaiah 55 verse number 10. Isaiah 55 verse 10 says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." So every time it rains, God do not withdraw rain. It leaves the rain on earth for human beings to collect and use on their farm, and use for their water project, and use for anything that water is needed in. And that cannot return. Let me paint that picture to you. Because when you read that same scriptures, it says, "For so is my word." Can I have one of the protocol come here? No. P. Daniel, come here, quick. Let me use you, because this is going to speak for you. "So is my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return back to me void, but shall prosper." Implication: when the rain falls, it does not return back. When his word comes, it does not return back. So if this man cannot receive what God is saying, that word God have sent can't go back to heaven and say, "I cannot deliver." No, the word will remain around him, and will be hovering around him. The word will be going around him continually until the day his spirit can receive it. Who understands what I've said here? There is a new height God will be taking you to. Even though your present container may not be able to hold it, as long as the word has been spoken, it will not go back to heaven. It will hang around you. It will keep going around you until your spirit man can capture the word. The day your spirit man captures the word, that is the day a new day breaks for you. Therefore, may the Lord open your eyes tonight. May you see His word. May you embrace His word. May you trap His word within you. And may the word defend you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Are you understanding this? We took the gospel of Jesus to a disadvantaged community because the Lord commanded us so. We prayed, we trusted God, but I didn't know why God didn't caution us. There are some things God will push you to without cautioning you, because that is how to build your spiritual muscles. We enter into that city, that town, when they were doing the seventh day of their strongest satanic altar, and they were doing all kinds of satanic things, and no human being must see that sacrifice, especially a woman. And we have a lady in our team. It was a team of five of us. We were looking to meet the king, and they led us. Where nobody could lead us. We were looking around because everybody was in their home for fear of the seventh day of sacrifice. So we make guesses as we take a walk to look for the palace. And then we pass through the garage. In that garage was where the head of satanic host and all his team men were doing the sacrifices. And we passed by them. And they stopped us. The head, the abore, shouted, "The hallelujah people have come. This sacrifice is spoiled. Hold them. Don't let them go." Who are the people that came? "The hallelujah people have come. This sacrifice is spoiled. Hold them. Don't let them go." So they arrested us. And took us to the king. Who were we looking for? Where did they take us to? May God use your enemy to give you speed. May God use your enemy to give you speed. When they think they are doing you evil, but they are giving you speed. So they took us to the king we wanted to see. And that the king was a very intelligent king. And he asked the people, "This town pay you for this annual 7-day sacrifice. This is the 7th day, the strongest of the sacrifice. We had cautioned our people never to go out. How come this young man passed by what you have been doing for 7 days and is spoiled by his passage?" The king looked at me and said, "Young man, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. I want to hear you. I want to hear you." How many hallelujah people are here? Can I hear your hallelujah? Tell your neighbor, "The hallelujah people have come. Drenched in the rain of God. Therefore we will gain speed. And powers of darkness will bow to us." Can I hear your amen? The king listened to my gospel. And please, this rain you are about to collect, or you have started collecting already, is not for a funfair in the city. It is to take the battle to the gates of the enemy. Are you hearing me here? We play church long enough. Let's dare where the enemy lives. Let's take the light to the camp of the enemy. Let's go there and face the dry lands, the desert land. They are waiting to hear the voice of God. May God raise you for your generation. This reign is beyond the reign of cars and money. Yes, we need money. We need vehicle. But the ultimate is that this reign will locate the desert lands. This reign will locate dry places. And there will be shout of hallelujah there. God enabled us, led the king to Christ, and that sacrifice was abolished because the king had met Jesus. It is your turn. Every land you enter, the laws will change. Every land you enter, the usual practices will change. Every land you enter, there will be a stronger conviction of sin. Every land you enter, there will be genuine repentance from sin. In the name of Jesus. Sit down, let me try and tie this message. And then we'll respond to what God has commanded. So anytime the rain falls, number one thing that you notice when rain falls is that rain softens hard land. Rain softens hard land and make it plowable. Rain softens hard land and make it plowable. Your land will not be hard after tonight. It will be plowable. It will be pliable. Number two, when the rain falls, rain washes away every strange deposits and death. Some deposits are inherited. Some of them is so interesting that when you listen to doctors try to examine you, they ask questions that try to suggest that healing or affliction can be tied to your family history. Anybody aware of that? They ask you, does this thing run in the family? They try to get the family history. And I've come here to alter some family history. Every negative history in your background is altered tonight. Is altered tonight. Is altered tonight. In the name of Jesus. They check it. I saw in this family, they used to have high blood pressure. They used to have diabetes. They have cancer repeating itself. It killed the uncle. He killed the cousin. And the sign is being established here. Every time. And thank God for the wisdom of medicine to check the roots. So when rain falls, every strange deposit get washed away. Lift up your right hand if you can. I speak into your life now that every strange deposit that has kept you in health crisis, that has made your journey very difficult, by the rain of heaven, such strange deposits are washed away. They are washed away. They are washed away. Every signature with untimely death is hereby cancelled. None of you hearing me tonight will die before your parents. You will enjoy full life, full days. You will be full of grace. the reign of heaven will redeem you from family setbacks. In the name of Jesus. Sit down a bit. Let's push a little more. Anytime the rain falls. Number three. Rain guarantees continual harvest. Rain guarantees continual harvest. Anytime it falls. That's why when rainy season begins, the farmers are very excited. I do crusades a lot in different nations of the world, but there's something I don't do. I don't do crusade during rainy season. I said, rain, this is his season. Why are you binding him? You don't bind a man when his season has come. Are you hearing me? So when people start praying, we must do this crusade. Rain will bind you. Don't come down. You are disturbing him in his own season. It is not good enough. Because after tonight, no man will be able to disturb you in your season. When you enter the season to be married, nobody will stop you. When you enter the season to conceive, there shall be no delay. When you enter the season to get a job, you will get a job. When you enter the season to bring revival to your campuses, nobody will stop you. I command your gates to open now. Gain access. Gain access. Gain access. Gain access. Take territory your parents couldn't take. Take nations your parents couldn't take. In the name of Jesus. Are you glad you came tonight? Do you remember number one? When rain comes, what are the signs? Can you remember it? Rain soften hard land and make it what? Pliable. Do you remember number two? When rain comes, what does it do? Rain washes strange deposit and death. So every dirty around your life. And you are saying, I don't know how to come out of this. I try to. I fast. I pray. But this lust of the eye wants to kill me. By the rain of heaven, you will receive self-control. You will have discipline. You will choose where you go. You will choose what you watch. You will choose what you wear. That is how to conquer lust. You don't overcome lust by prayer requests. You overcome lust by choosing where you go. Because you're a product of what you see. You keep seeing some wild things. Your mind is going to get wild. Are you hearing me? You keep looking carelessly around some guys. I guarantee they will rape you. It's not demonic attack. It's careless appearance. Wow, you're quiet now. Don't worry. Number three, I told you number three. What was number three? Rain guarantees continual harvest. Number four, rain is the cure to drought. Rain is the cure to drought. Because every dry area in your life, the rain is falling. The rain is falling already. In the name of Jesus. Number five. Every time rain falls. Anytime rain falls, God wants to judge a people. Rain come as judgment. He judged Egypt by raining locusts, by causing flies. He judged in the days of Noah by causing rain to fall continually until the dead world was carried away in flood. That's what happened when rain falls as a sign of judgment. I beg you tonight, don't go headlong with God. Face Him with a humble heart. Are you hearing me? Face God, walk with God with a humble heart. There is nothing you have or you are going to have that is not given to you. And if it's given, then honor the giver. Is that okay? Fear the giver. Submit yourself to the giver. Because it makes all the difference in a man's life. Anytime rain falls, if it's not blessing, it's judging. That's very important to note. You will like this number 6. Anytime rain falls and rain continue to move. But one thing you can't do to rain, you can't block it for too long. If you find the slightest point of escape, rain will keep going. So rain can be very mobile and rain can gather momentum after a moment. Anybody aware of that? So when rain falls and it begins to gather momentum, it will cause a flood, and that flood can remove houses. That flood can uproot anything except if you be planted. You know, there was a terrible typhoon that happened some couple of years ago. Two of our people were involved. One of our members was in Japan. And before the crisis began, okay, that was an earthquake. This guy, the pilot, is a fantastic Christian. A man who hears the voice of God. As soon as they were boarding, he felt an urgency to stop the boarding and take off. So they barely finished. This guy closed the door and took off. The plane barely lifted from the ground when the earthquake happened and the ground began to open up, but they were in the air. That's amazing. The second one, case study, this is life story, not read in a book, happened to somebody right in our ministry. The second one that happened, which taught me a great lesson about being planted properly, was the huge flood and of course the disaster that happened in Asia. My wife was there. And we began to pray because it was a terrible crisis. The flood was carrying buildings, carrying vehicles, carrying all kinds of things. But the amazing thing, which was our lesson, was that all the palm trees by the seaside were not uprooted. They survived that typhoon. It will bend it here, bend it there, yet they survived it. But buildings couldn't survive it. Vehicles couldn't survive it. Many human beings couldn't survive it. But a planted palm tree survived it, not because its name is called palm tree, but because it's rooted deep down. You will be a wise Christian when you root your life in God. Get your life deeply rooted. Stop doing this surface Christianity. Stop doing this loud Christianity that has no roots. Stop this Christianity that promotes self as against spirit. Stop the Christianity that measure growth by how many followers you have online whose names are not written in the book of life. Stop this social media Christianity. You say, we are making impacts. I have 10 million followers. Are they following you to heaven? Where are they following you to? And today, even our insensitive generation invites speakers, online guys, because of their followership. The day I started my Christian journey, you don't invite person for his popularity. You invite a man because in the place of prayer, God speaks to you and said, I have given something to this man for this meeting. Go look for him and bring him. Don't run into that error. You know why? The storm will come. The wind will blow. Be a palm tree rooted in Christ, that it doesn't matter. The false doctrines going around everywhere, you will survive it. Are you still here? Tell them, I say, I hear. Number 7, and then we'll begin to pray. Rain, when he falls, refreshing the people of the land. It reduces hardship, reduces sweating. What others struggle to get, you will get with ease, because your rain has come. Are you hearing me? Rain freshens you. And spiritually, to be fresh means to be so refreshed in the spirit and you can discern accurately. I speak to you young men and young women today, because today your criteria of who to marry is physical appearance. Oh, she looks good. She got a good physique. All that depreciates with time. Do they have my English? What happened to all that? Oh, her makeup is excellent, man. It's okay. She will grow to an age that makeup won't make her. Are you hearing? So you better love the man in the inside and love the woman in the inside. Am I making sense to anybody here? The God factor still remains a crucial criteria for who to marry. There are all kinds of strange teachings you are hearing today about relationship, and they are dismissing the God factor. They are saying if he's got a job, if he got had a good pay, he lives in a good place, he got 3-bedroom flat. I'm telling you, brethren, I have seen men who only have one room, who have 3.5 trousers. All they had was one wall, one bed, one table, one chair. And God led that man to a sister who is up there. And the lady receives it. She said, I know God spoke to me. And you know something? That marriage today, if there's anything anybody called comfort, they have it. There's anything anybody called blessing, they have it. There's anything that anybody said, this is a proof that a marriage is doing very well, they have it. But in the beginning, they didn't look like it. The only thing they can hold on to was the God factor. That God draw my heart to your heart. And God gave me a guarantee that we will do eternal life together. And we'll also live here in marriage together. It didn't fail. But if what is making you to say yes is his brand new official car, You are just being deceived. It's an official car. You didn't hear me. What is that car called? If all that catches you is the house he built so early, is the money he made, things you see today may not be there tomorrow. Am I helping you? So young lady, stop looking for a guy with a baritone voice and a six-breasted chest. And he's talking cool. The place is vibrating. He said the way his voice is coming, it looks like this is the will of God. You need to go and live in the house of Jesse. Then you will know that how men look does not interpret God. Are you hearing me? May you see the way God sees. May you hear what God wants you to hear. May God give you understanding in the knowledge of his word. By the grace of God, you will not choose wrongly. God will give you the best of men, the best of women. In the name of Jesus. Are you getting ready? We're about to pray. When rain falls, it finds its level and it moves in a given direction. In Ezekiel 47, where I'll begin to close you before we pray, it's a beautiful story of a very challenging circumstances. And the Bible says, there came a water that flows from the altar. May your rain come from the altar. Said the rain took off and began to move. When you collect the rain in this Weimar, may you become mobile for God. And interestingly, the Bible says that water entered into the Dead Sea and life came into a Dead Sea. Fishes sprang up. Activity began. The water was renewed. And then the water continued to move and he moved into a desert land. As the water moved to the desert land, trees started springing forth. Fruit started coming on all directions. The desert land became a fruitful land because the water flowed. May your water flow. May your water flow. Flowing into your father's house, getting everybody saved, flowing into your community, getting everybody saved, flowing into the nations of the world and getting men saved. May God find you so in the name of Jesus. Finally tonight, I'm going to lead you to pray. And I'd like you to pray like a drunkard. How did I advise you to pray? A drunk fears nobody. A drunk can face a trailer and say, what do you mean? You should leave the road for me. That's the life of a drunk. He fears nobody. Tonight, you will fear no devil. Are you getting ready to pray? I see this generation, this set of people. And why am I see you as a strategic arrow in the hands of the Almighty God. I'm telling you the truth. So every time I come here, I take time to pray. And quote me what I'm about to tell you. God said, that's what he said to me. I don't know what he said to any other speaker. God said to me, when you go to preach, I want you to major on the bones of the people. Bones, bones, bones of the people. I said, Lord, what does that mean? He said, I will heal bones. I will straighten bones. I will touch bones. It doesn't matter the nature of the bone. It may be twisted. It may be dislocated. Bones will move to his bones. There will be healings and miracles on bones related matter. Strange enough, God spoke to my heart. He said, not just physical bones I'm bringing together. I am putting together spiritual bones. Men who are crippled in the spirit. You will rise up in the spirit as a mighty army. You will take territories. You will take places. You will not be weak. You will run. You will mount up with wings as eagle. And you will be a marvel to your generation. That is God's word. So we're going to do the two. Many of you who have been kept on one spot spiritually, you are going to rise now. Because your bones will receive strength. Your bones will receive strength. Physically, your bones will receive strength. Stand with me. Hear me, people. Let me tell you this to help your faith. Here in Lagos, not overseas, in Ikeja, or speaking in a conference, I've just finished preaching. You know, when you finish preaching, you still feel the anointing. I sat with my host. We're still in church. We're still in church. It's one of the redeemed church. So you can go double check. We're still in church. A man in that parish who had a hunchback on his back was passing by, and he passed in front of where we were seated, and he paused and he looked at me. He said, sir, we were blessed by your message. You make it simple for us to understand and respond. And I said, thank you, sir. That's all I said to him. Thank you, sir. And the man fell down. When he stood up, the hunchback had disappeared. It's cleft. We couldn't close church that day. We couldn't close church. Every bone dislocated, every bone broken, every bone that has kept you on one spot. The bones hear the voice of the Lord tonight, and I command the bones, move. Wherever you are watching, all over the world, in the hospital, anything that is bone related, I command the bones, move. Move to the right place. In the name of Jesus. That's a physical one. My interest now is a spiritual one. You are in this meeting. And you know that you are excited. You are saying amen. You are saying, yeah, Lord, I receive, I receive. But you know your true state. In your true state, in your personal assessment, you are crippled spiritually. There is no energy. There is nothing moving around you. You are just playing church, no return flames. And you say, Lord, that spiritual condition must change tonight. If that is your condition God has described, run to this altar now. Do it gently, do it gently, do it gently, do it gently. But if that's your situation that God has described, and you say, Lord, I've been playing church, but there is no flame. I've been playing church, but I can't live a correct life for 1 week. I've been playing church. I feel spiritually crippled. I have no strength to run. I can't challenge the enemy. I'm afraid of the devil. I'm doing all kinds of things. I live in fear. Lord, I receive life tonight. As you come to this altar, begin to cry to God, I receive life. I receive life. I receive life. I receive life. My spiritual bones receive life. My heart receive life. I receive life. I receive life. Let that be personal spiritual revival. Personal spiritual revival. I receive life. I receive life. Wait, 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 wait. Pull it down. In Jesus' name we pray. I hear a word in my spirit that there are witches who are desiring to be free. Join them. Every witch in this auditorium, your powers are taken away from you. Put down your hands. Put down your hands. Put down your hands. Put down your hands. You know you have strange spiritual experiences that describe witchcrafty activity and what of you. Only you should wave your hand wherever you are because your help has come. Wave it clearly. Thank God for those hands. Wave it clearly. Everyone here, either you are practicing witchcrafty or the enemy has captured you by witchcrafty, thou hold is being broken now. It's being broken now. It's been broken now. It's been broken now. Everyone who is a practicing witch, I announce your deliverance now. That coven rejects you. That group of people rejects you. When you sleep, your sleep shall be sweet. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand, everybody, now. Igbagbo mi duro lori eje ato dodo Jesu o je gbekele o ruko leyi oru o mo duro le. Krista Pata, he let me run in your reloge. Krista Pata, he let me run in your reloge. If you don't speak the local Yoruba language, that song says, I'm standing on Christ, the solid rock. Every other ground is sinking sound. And that's why from this meeting, your leg will not sink anymore. You have found the rock, Jesus, to stand upon. Lift up your hands to heaven. Father, anyone that is spiritually crippled, whose bones can't allow him rise to walk, whose bones won't allow him do what his contemporaries are doing, who appear laid back and left behind. When Ezekiel saw himself over the valley of dry bones, which was the nation of Israel, you said to him in verse 4, prophesy and say, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I speak to your spiritual bones. I say, hear the word of the Lord. Receive life now. Receive life now. Receive life now. You will be spiritually strong. You have spiritual stamina. You have spiritual capacity. Anywhere you enter, light has come. Anywhere you enter, rain will fall. Anywhere you enter, dry land will become fruitful. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Nobody is calling you for any private meeting. All of you will raise your hand to denounce witchcraft. You are free. Watch your life after now. None will be able to come near you. In the name of Jesus. Remain this way while I pray for the convener of this meeting. God gave me a prayer to pray for you. And I pray you will understand the prayer. Is your wife around? But come. And I want all of you to say amen to my prayer. While I'm praying for you, I will use some Yoruba words to pray for you. That's what God told me while I was praying for you. I'll use the exact word. May you understand it. If you don't understand now, in time to come, you will understand it. Is that okay? Where's the beautiful lady that married this guy? I didn't ask you to clap. Can they find her? Okay, because she's been busy here and there. So if she's far away, I can understand that. We will pray so that we'll remain within our time. Is that okay? Okay. But if she gets here, that will be fine. Okay. So while we wait for her, I want you to sing a song quietly back to your seat and listen to my counsel. All of you that has come out for spiritual strengthening of your bones, take at least some time to just keep praying in the spirit. If you will speak in your understanding at all, you'll be saying to yourself, my bones receive life. I'm full of life. I have found help. I will not be weak anymore. I will not be weak spiritually. I will not be weak mentally. I will not be weak physically. I will not be weak in all areas of my life. I will not be weak. Is that okay? Is that okay? So, I think you should start saying that as you go to your seat instead of singing. Start speaking to yourself. My bones have received strength. I am full of life. I am full of grace. I will not be weak anymore. I'm mentally sound. I'm spiritually strengthened and sound. I'm full of life. All of you stand up. Stretch out your hand to this this man of God. Almighty Father, show continual kindness to your son. Defend him. Order his steps. Make him very sound in his spirit. Give him unusual discernment. In the name of Jesus, as you grow on this journey, Oh, Nishi Wawu, Nishi Nubi. The Lord will help you so far, will keep you on. The oil upon your life is increased by this meeting. You will find a new depth in Christ Jesus. Continually you will draw strength from his presence. You will not bow to pressure of your contemporaries. You will bow to the dealings of the Almighty God. You will keep yourself under authority. The Lord will show you kindness. He will watch over your wife. He will watch over your children. He will be kind to you. The Lord will put pillars of fire around you. Chariots of fire around you. Every tongue that speaks against you is hereby condemned. Is hereby condemned. Anyone who bless you is blessed. Anyone who curse you is cursed. The hand of the Lord will be gracious towards you. In the name of Jesus, your rain will fall. When the rain fell in the days of Elijah, the Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon him and gave him speed. As your rain begins to fall, you will gain speed. Global speed. National speed. Local speed. In the name of Jesus. The pressure of ministry will not distract your marriage. Your home will remain a standard among the young one. The love you share will grow stronger and stronger. And great will be the peace of your children. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. Congratulations. Celebrate Jesus the best way you can.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.